And joining us this morning, President of the Board of El Paso County Commissioners, Mark Waller, is here. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing, Renee?
We're doing great. How are you? Did you have a great 4th of July and holiday weekend?
I had a load of fun over the 4th of July and the holiday weekend. There are a lot of patriots out there. It's awesome.
Yeah, it's a great weekend and so many celebrations all over the county.
And we got to go everywhere. Spend time in Colorado Springs, up in Woodland Park, out in Monument, and also out in Peyton. It was a lot of fun.
That's great. That's a great weekend.
Yeah, it sure is.
Celebrating. Well, we have lots to talk about this morning, and let's start with the master plan. Now, this is something that is happening with El Paso County, right? And it is a survey that has been put out to the citizens of El Paso County to help voice what they would like to see with the master plan. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. Here's what we're trying to do. Our community is obviously growing, and it's growing pretty significantly.
Yeah.
And so we've said we're going to try to create a master plan that helps guide growth over in our community in El Paso County for the next 20 or 25 years. And so we're trying to figure out how best to do that. And we want citizen input into that. You know, where do they want to see growth? Where do citizens not want to see growth? How do they want to see our community grow moving forward? So if they go to elpasoco.com, elpasocounty.com, elpasoco.com, scroll down on the website, there's a survey there, and we're asking all citizens to please get out, take that survey, or sit at home, take that survey, and let us know how you want to see development move forward in El Paso County moving into the future.
So what are some of the biggest questions on the survey? Because we know there's a lot of focus on the east part of the county right now, Commissioner, and also probably up north as well. And as you mentioned, we are growing quickly. I mean, the county is expanding. So yeah. I'm sure there are some certain areas of more focus than others.
Absolutely. We are seeing certainly more growth in the north and the east. You know, it's always been one of those situations, which, by the way, is my commissioner district is all north and east. You know, we really can't grow a whole lot towards the south because we're kind of hemmed in by Fort Carson. Can't grow to the west a whole lot because of the mountains. So, yes, most of our development is moving north and east. And so we have to have this sort of balance between, you know, in the county, we've seen more density development come in the unincorporated areas of the county. Colorado Springs has taken a little bit less of an approach to annexation and providing municipal service to more of these density developments. And so that's been left to unincorporated El Paso County to handle. And so that's becoming a reality for us and part of our growth plan. Because, you know, every time we have new commercial come into our community, that requires more rooftops for the people that are working in those commercial areas. And so it seems to me that a lot of that growth, and it, again, it is in the north and east, is coming into unincorporated areas of the county. And we're trying to figure out how to responsibly grow our community.
And I, everybody's input is definitely needed. We like the growth, but then there's parts of it we don't like, right? I mean, as long as you've been here, I've been here, there's some things you kind of scratch your head and go, oh, right?
Absolutely. And I think that these are things that we deal with every day. You know, one of the first things that you hear local government officials talk about are private property rights. Everybody wants to be a protect private property rights. But the trick to figuring that out is, you know, where does my property right end and the next person's begin?
Yeah.
And so that's what we spend most of our time trying to figure out is how do we balance the property rights of future development and owners coming into the community versus those that are already there. And I think that this master plan and taking the survey is going to help give us insight into how the citizens are feeling about those issues.
And again, it's just go to elpasoco.com and scroll down and look for survey, right, to take that.
That's right. elpasoco.com, scroll down, go to the master plan survey.
And speaking of the growth commissioner, it also leads to the economic development in our area. And that means, of course, the county has to work closely with the city. And there's been some projects, big projects, that everybody has had to come together to make happen, right?
For sure. You know, we're starting to see a lot more public-private partnerships working together to responsibly grow our community and grow commercial development in the community. That's coming in the forms of the Urban Renewal Authority that uses tax increment financing in order to finance projects that otherwise would be unfinanceable. So, for example, the Air Force Academy is building a new visitor center. Since 2001, after 9/11, it's been kind of hard to access the visitor center on the Air Force Academy and have a really robust featured visitor center for people to go see and experience and understand. Certainly visitors that are coming to our community have a hard time being able to access that. And so there's a plan to build a new visitor center that includes an entire hotel complex as well, but it's just too expensive for one developer, for one person, one entity to be able to get that done. And so what we've said in the community is we will give future tax revenues, not anything that's currently in the coffers, but future tax revenues back to that project. Only tax revenues that project would generate. So if somebody stays in a hotel in that project area, they pay a tax on that hotel. That money goes back to the project to help develop it and make it work moving forward.
Right. Very interesting. And yeah, on these projects, like you're saying, have to work together to get some of these done.
And we do. This is the Air Force Academy project's a $50 million project. The county's putting about 9% of the funds into that, again, through future tax revenues. The city of the Colorado Springs is putting in about 14% of the funds. And I'll tell you, we've had to work pretty significantly. Sometimes, you know, we get a lot of grief for fighting with our friends at the city. But at the end of the day, you know, we all come together and maybe sometimes we're like brothers and sisters, but we're all pulling the same direction, right, trying to do the same thing. And at the end of the day, we get what's right for our community done.
Do you have time to stick around for another quick break?
I do.
Perfect. We'll have more with El Paso County Commissioner Mark Waller coming up next on KRDO's Morning News. And this morning we're talking with El Paso County Commissioner Mark Waller, and it is that time of year. Can you believe, we were just talking, can you believe it's already mid-July almost?
It is unbelievable that we're here at this time of the year, but it's an exciting time of the year.
It is, because that means it's fair time.
That's right. The El Paso County Fair is coming up the 13th of July through the 20th of July. I think it is one of the absolute best things that we do in our community every year. Maybe I'm a little bit biased because I'm one of the county commissioners,
but yeah,
you know, we have thousands and thousands and thousands of residents come out to Callahan, Colorado, to the fair. There is so much to see and do out there. It's a tremendous amount of fun. Bring your kids out, go on the ride, see a show, and certainly get your tickets now, because this sells out every single year. The Demolition Derby is awesome.
Those are fun. You know, I mean, I went to my first a few years ago. I'm like, this is a little crazy, but I like it.
It is a tremendous amount of fun. You get to channel your inner redneck and have a load of fun out there. I like, you know, seeing the cars get set up and then maybe betting on which car is going to last the longest. I never win, but it's a tremendous amount of fun. If you've never been to a demolition derby, you have to go.
Well, it's also a great time to see what some of the 4-H kids do and stuff like that at the county fair, because they showcase all their stuff. And I mean, it's a really great to acknowledge those kids too.
Well, for sure. They put a tremendous amount of work and effort into raising those farm animals. And for a lot of those kids, that's their ticket to be able to go to college.
Yeah.
Because they sell these animals, they get the money from the sale of the animals, and they use that money in order to be able to fund a portion of their college. And
right.
And if they're not able to sell them, then, you know, in a lot of cases, it's hard for those kids to get to go on to some sort of other form of higher education.
So absolutely go out and support them. So where can folks get more information about the El Paso County Fair? Do they need to get, can they like purchase their tickets when they get there?
They can purchase tickets when they get there. They can go to elpasoco.com. Look, we have a lot of sponsored nights. So for example, one of the nights is Military Night. If you show up with your military ID, you get in free. We have a kind of a first responders night, and a lot of other opportunities. A family friendly day where you can show up with your family. We're just letting everybody in for free on that day as well. So go to, again, elpasoco.com, elpasoco.com. Go to the fair, and you can see what all it has to offer.
And that's great. Well, it's always great seeing you. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks. I appreciate the opportunity to be here every month, even though it's early in the morning.
I know. Thank you for coming in. El Paso County Commissioner Mark Waller, 751 now, KRDO's Morning News.